From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Attempted murder counts face an Arcata man charged in connection with an April 1st shootout on Highway 299. 31-year-old Christopher Canfield is accused of shooting Diamond Jesus Laren Quent during the incident. Police say shots were exchanged between SUVs that each man was in. Canfield charged with premeditated attempted murder, attempted robbery, and other counts, also being a felon in possession of a firearm. Laren Quent treated, ultimately released from an area hospital for his injuries. Two Humboldt County supervisors want to be considered for a vacant spot on the State Coastal Commission. That panel lacks a North Coast representative, and Virginia Bass and Mike Wilson are requesting the Board of Supervisors nomination for the vacant seat. Bass representing the 4th District, Wilson represents the 3rd. They each submitted a letter to the board at its Tuesday meeting. Others had been recommended to the board, but the governor's office said none of the North Coast nominees would receive the governor's appointment, and they asked for more candidates. Over the next few weeks, Pacific Gas and Electric contract crews will be working in Humboldt, Mendocino, Lake, and Trinity counties, conducting accelerated wildfire safety inspections of electric towers, poles, and substations. They'll be using drones and helicopters. The aerial inspections will complement and enhance visual inspections, gathering information from certain portions of the structures like the top of the tower or pole or the end of the tower arms. The inspections, part of the company's wildfire safety efforts implemented after the 2017 and 2018 wildfires, as additional precautionary measures intended to reduce wildfire risks. Contractors in the field will be wearing high-visibility safety vests and always carry photo ID. Helicopter flights typically occur between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at an altitude of about 250 feet. A woman is in custody in Crescent City after police say she set a fire at the apartment complex where she lives. 31-year-old Leah Labraska is now facing arson counts in connection to that blaze. It occurred on the 500 block of Gary Street. When firefighters arrived, they saw flames coming from a second-floor apartment there. After putting that fire out and limiting damage to that vicinity, investigators labeled the blaze suspicious. Well, their follow-up investigation, including interviews with witnesses, developed Labraska as a suspect for starting the fire. No injuries reported, no indication why the fire was allegedly set. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.